You're listening to SBS News.
With the polls showing his party continuing to trail Labor and time running out, Scott Morrison has been forced to tackle what seems to be a drag on the coalition's vote, himself. Yesterday, he was promising to be less of a bulldozer in style if he remains Prime Minister. Today, he was talking about the need for a gear change, admitting he made some unpopular decisions during the pandemic.
We've ended up having one of the lowest death rates from the pandemic of any country in the world, and our economy is now emerging strongly. Now, it's not perfect, and not all the decisions were perfect. And I think Australians need to know that I know that. And as we gear change into this next phase, then the policies that we have diligently put in place, our understanding of the economy and how it works. People know I'm not loose with the economy. People know that I'm not a loose unit when it comes to the economy.
He says he's now listening to people.
And over the course of this campaign, it's been the opportunity to do that, that frankly over the course of the last 2 years, we've been all locked up in Canberra. Most of you are from Canberra. We're all locked up there. And the opportunity to get out and be with people in communities has been one that we haven't had. And it's been a very unusual time. As a Prime Minister, you've got to get the stuff done. You've got to get the stuff done. I will seek to be and explain my motives and my concerns and empathise a lot more. But I tell you what, at the end of the day, what matters most is I get the job done.
Not according to his critics, who question the motivation behind the Prime Minister's 11th hour electoral self-reflection. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says, as usual, Scott Morrison's motivations are purely political.
This Prime Minister is always interested in the wedge, always interested in the division. And that's why when he says that I'll change, he can't be trusted. If you want to support change in Australia, change the government, because this Prime Minister will not change.
Mr Albanese says he's no bulldozer, rather a builder, focusing on reinforcing the universal Medicare health system. Labor is committing $970 million to Medicare and local health funding if elected to government. The policy includes $750 million for a new strengthening Medicare task force and a fund to improve patient access to GPs, decrease pressure on hospitals, and better manage complex and chronic conditions. That amounts to $250 million each year over 3 years, starting from 2023. It also includes $220 million in grants of either $25,000 or $50,000 for GPs to train staff, upgrade IT telehealth systems, buy equipment, and improve ventilation and infection control. Labor's health spokesman Mark Butler says the new task force, chaired by the Health Minister and other policy leaders, would work to improve care.
People have been telling us right through this campaign that for them it's never been harder or more expensive to see a doctor after almost 10 years of cuts and neglect to Medicare from this government. Patients are crying out for better access to a doctor and better treatment options, particularly for complex chronic disease. Now, over the last few years, doctors' groups, nurses, allied health groups, and importantly, patient groups have worked hard to develop a plan to strengthen Medicare.
Outgoing Health Minister Greg Hunt says the plan isn't transparent.
We have seen an astonishing train wreck from Mr Albanese, $1 billion slush fund for undisclosed purposes, to undisclosed parties, through undisclosed means, for undisclosed amounts. That's not the stuff of government. What it shows is that Mr Albanese is not ready, he's not up to it.
But it's won plaudits from doctors. While she wants to see more detail, President of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, Professor Karen Price, says she's excited to see a commitment to GP care.
This is a big announcement by Labor, and what we are looking for, and we've been calling for the entire election process, but more than that, the entire, you know, last few years, is a reinvestment in primary care. And what I want to see is that Liberal National Party at least match this commitment to general practice and primary care.
While Labor was focusing on the health of Medicare, the Coalition turned its attention to the health of children. Scott Morrison announcing $20.2 million to expand the Sporting Schools program. The $400 million initiative is designed to help schools increase children's participation in sport and connect them with community sports opportunities. The extra funding targets students in years 9 and 10 and will get another 700,000 kids involved in the program, increasing participation to 2.9 million students. Mr. Morrison says the program is about health and making friends.
Now, this program is really important. We want our kids to grow up with a healthy lifestyle. They don't all have to be great sporting champions. They just got to get out on the field. They've just got to be there with their mates. They've got to have that experience because it's what builds lifelong friendships. I know that from my own experience.
Behind in the polls, the Prime Minister will be hoping post-election makeover promises and a frenetic last week of campaigning will give him a sporting chance next Saturday. Gareth Borum, SBS News.